WERV, Aurora, Naperville, and all the western suburbs.
And Alpha Media Station.
Rock and roll favorites. 95.9. The River.
The River.
Good evening. I'm Mitch Michaels. We, the baby boomer and rock and roll generation, as we age, we lose things. No, I'm not talking about the car keys or your sunglasses. We lose friends and loved ones and relatives. We lose contact with former coworkers. And we lose those icons that have meant so much. The aging process is ongoing and unrelenting. Recently, we've lost Eddie Money. And now, last weekend, Rick Ocasek. Tonight we bring you an hour of music and memories from his band, The Cars.
Tonight, a life being remembered in the world of rock and roll.
The Cars' Rick Ocasek has died. He was 75 years old.
The NYPD confirms the lead singer of The Cars was found dead in his Manhattan townhouse today.
Rick and his band, The Cars, were big in the 1970s and 80s.
A rock and roll Hall of Famer.
Part of the first wave of the MTV generation of bands.
They were new age and power pop, and Rick Ocasek was their quirky frontman.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Cars!
I just remember when we did Good Times Roll, when we heard back the vocals, I told Roy that I thought it was way, way too much. But, you know, it grew on me later and it sounded so smooth. The record took off kind of slow. It took about a year. People were saying we were opening for people, and then it sort of started to change. Then people were opening for us. Well, we had a friend that was a DJ, and she actually scouted around, and she kind of just liked the band. You know, it was actually her who picked what song to play on the radio, and she played it on her show. I mean, she picked just what I needed. She played that all the time. And then the other DJ started playing it as well. I guess you're just what I need. That's what I needed. I needed someone to feed. I guess you're just what I need. That's what I needed. I think it was pretty casual, you know, between Ben and I, because we had been playing together for, like, you know, since we were, like, 18. When we played songs, we just went, "How you sing this? I'll sing that." Although I did keep in mind that if it needed to have a good voice, it should be Ben. Nocturnal, you know, people who stay up all night, you know, go to bed at 4 and wake up at 12. And I just think there's mystery in the night. Different kinds of thinking goes on at night, and it's just a more mysterious time. So night crawls into the songs, you know, because maybe I don't like day that much. I like the fact that we were a good pop band. I think we cared about the commercial side and the art side. We tried to make it interesting, you know, both ways. And, you know, we were a band that I thought, like, also for years and years, you know, loved each other and had a good time. You know, so it was a positive experience. Your lyrics are kind of what you think, you know. You're pretty vulnerable, really. I mean, I think I also hide in, you know. I think it's some stuff hidden. I think you hide behind them a little bit. I mean, maybe sometimes, you know, twisting them.
Shake it up.
I like to leave it kind of open for interpretation.
Shake it up.
People want to know the exact meaning of something.
Shake it up.
There's no real exact meaning, you know.
Shake it up.
You know, you can interpret a meaning that you're welcome to keep.
And shake it up.
And I'll agree with you.
Shake it up.
Music and Memories. Rick Ocasek, remembering the life of a music icon on 95.9 The River.
Sky. I can't.
The Cars, a band that emerged from the new wave punk scene in the mid-late 1970s. The scene that gave us the likes of early Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Blondie, the Talking Heads, the Pretenders, to mention a few, and then, of course, the Cars. Rick Ocasek and Benjamin Orr met in Cleveland, Ohio, where Orr grew up, and Ocasek attended high school. In the early 1960s, Ocasek saw Orr performing with his band, the Grasshoppers, on the Big Five show, a local musical rock and roll television program, which a year later became a syndicated show called Upbeat. I used to watch that show all the time growing up in Cleveland. They reconnected a few years later and formed a band in Columbus, Ohio, and then another one in Ann Arbor, Michigan, before they relocated to Boston in the early 1970s. The band The Cars originated in Beantown in 1976, with Ocasek, bassist Orr, lead guitarist Elliot Easton, keyboardist Greg Hawks, and drummer David Robinson. And the rest, as they say, is history. These guys were off on what would be a really good roll.
Music and Memories, Rick Ocasek, remembering the life of a music icon. on 95.9 The River. The Cars were winners of the Best New Artists in Rolling Stone's Reader's Poll for 1978, and that first album sold over 6 million copies. Now, these last three, we just heard Just What I Needed, My Best Friend's Girl, Good Times Roll, and Moving in Stereo, all from that iconic first album. I remember so well the spring and summer of 1979. We at The Loop were playing The Cars in way heavy rotation and loving every minute of it. And then Candio, their second album, was released in June. It just exploded. The cover itself was a bit of a grabber. It featured the cover art by artist Alberto Vargas, known for his paintings of pinup girls that appeared in Esquire and Playboy. But once you got past the cover and tore off the shrink wrap and put the needle on side one, kaboom, baby.
Remembering the music and the stories of Rick Ocasek of The Cars. It's Music and Memories on 95.9 The River.
Jesus. She's a lot like you. Come on, hold me tight tonight. She's a lot like you. The day dressed white. She's a lot like you.
Candio received a very positive response from the critics, and Ocasek's minimalist, half-spoken deadpan vocals and his long, lanky appearance both helped to form a lasting image and set the band's sound. Just last week, I saw some photos posted on one of my old radio station Facebook page, WNCR Cleveland, of Rick's high school prom pictures, and it reminded me of his surprise visit to the Loop's broadcast booth down at Navy Pier in the midst of Chicago Fest 1979. A truly crazy time. It was probably 5:30 or quarter to 6. I was finishing up the cruise and getting ready to hand the reins over to Sky Daniels. The Cars were playing in Milwaukee the next night, but Elektra, their record label, brought Rick by to see Sky and I because the station, and especially Sky, were such huge Cars proponents. I can still remember the image of Sky, who was 6'7", Rick, who was 6'4", and me, 6'3", surrounded by a sea of 6 or 7,000 crazed rock and loop fans. I wish I still had that picture. Rick was quiet but nice, but I think he was a bit overwhelmed by what he was experiencing. And maybe a little bit by Sky, too. Needless to say, the Car's sound and image had truly arrived.
Shadow, I finally grew.
music and memories. Remembering Rick Ocasek on 95.9 The River.
You're not.
After the success of Candio, the Cars tried something a little different. Their third album, Panorama, showed a change from the upbeat pop hard rock of the group's previous albums. This was a more aggressive and experimental sound, and although the album sold reasonably well, it did not receive the same kind of critical praise the first two albums did. As a matter of fact, Rolling Stone magazine described the album as an out-and-out drag. Ouch. We just gave you Touch and Go from Panorama. Rick Ocasek was determined to get the band back to what they did best, appetizing power pop. He wrote most of the material, including the title track for Shake It Up, album number 4. And Shake It Up, the single, became their first top 10 hit.
Music and memories. Remembering Rick Ocasek on 95.9 The River.
To try and give you a real look into the world of a band as iconic as The Cars in just 1 hour is rather an overwhelming task. The Cars would go on to bigger heights with their fifth album, Heartbeat City. They became part of a worldwide phenomena after playing Live Aid when their song Drive was used as the background for a hunger campaign that helped to make so many aware and raise millions of dollars for famine relief. They won the Video of the Year award for You Might Think at the first MTV Video Music Awards in 1984, and then sadly the band broke up in 1988. Then, of course, the loss of Ben Orr at such a young age added to the sadness of such a great story. They finally received the recognition they deserved last year with a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And now, of course, we've lost another icon with the death of Rick Ocasek. He was the heart and soul of the Cars. He seemed to live that fairy tale life, rock star, supermodel wife, children, fame, fortune. But we all must answer the bell that rings for each of us. I guess my parting thought is, if you have an opportunity to see some of these acts again, go. Don't hesitate. It really might be your last shot. I've let the music do most of the talking because that's what really speaks to whom these guys were. I hope I've succeeded. Thanks for joining us for this Music and Memories of Rick Ocasek and the Cars. We'll let them drive you home. I'm Mitch Michaels. Good night.
who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Yeah, who's gonna plug your ears when you nothing's wrong? Who's gonna drive you home
and memories. Rick Ocasek, remembering the live music icon on 95.9 The River.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
Oh,
Music and Memories. Rick Ocasek, remembering the life of a music icon on 95.9 The River.
WERV, Aurora, Naperville, and all the western suburbs. Rock and roll favorites on 95.9 The River.
The River.